the rains in Dar today were not as heavy as they were the day before. The thing with Dar right now is we have four districts. It could be raining very heavily in one, but it could be rather quiet in the other. But they've been devastating, to say the least. The road the day before yesterday, city center, different locales just outside the city were all inundated underwater. There was flowing water. It wasn't as bad as we've seen in Dubai, but it was very unusual for many parts to have so much water streaming down either paved roads or unpaved roads. So you could say that yesterday Dar was pretty much underwater. The main areas where it's tricky, it's always tricky, like an area called Yangwani, that was closed off, impassable except for maybe motorcycle, boda boda we call them, riders who were also having a very difficult time traversing the bridge that links town with the suburb of Dar es Salaam. And in the outskirts, it's also really bad. I had friends that I requested for videos, and so different parts of Dar es Salaam affected badly by rain for hours, probably some 4 hours, some 6 hours, and pretty much almost 12 hours constant rainfall. So that was a lot of water pouring down on Dar es Salaam in a short, you know, throughout the whole day yesterday.
We understand that the government authority had to close some roads in Dar es Salaam. How did that affect movement and business?
Well, Dar es Salaam is notorious for long queues and terrible traffic whenever rain falls, even if it's a little bit of rainfall for about an hour. So it's quite chaotic. The city is very condensed, and so moving around with your car or with so many people driving into town with their cars, and also being a residential city as well, you can imagine if everybody's still using their cars, is very chaotic. And I think a lot of people are going to get home very, very late. The traffic queues in the evening begin to dissipate well after 9 or 10 p.m.